Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
For centuries, the bottom of the deepest seas have been shrouded in mystery and superstition. Some say it's a hostile place inhabited by the strangest creatures. Others that it's a prison for the most dangerous outcasts. Legend has it that the only hope of ever getting out of there is a mask that every deep sea creature has been craving for years. A mask, they say, everyone is prepared to fight for and risk their life to possess. But the only way of ever finding out is to go there and see for yourself.
So, yesterday I was having a bad day at work. It's like, you know, it's like work. Like, everything was just like piled up and it just like felt awful. So I went on a walk and there was this guy who I'd seen before. Like, I think, like, I've been on this block for 4 years and I think I've seen him before, but I wasn't sure. But he was smoking and something made me ask for one. I haven't smoked in years. I just like, you know, it's not a problem. I just wanted a smoke. So he handed it over and he lit it for me like a gentleman, and he started talking and like not complaining or venting or like trying to get to know me at all. He was just like puzzling something. And he told me about his marriage, how it was like good and solid and everything you'd want. And then like a few years back, they hit a wall, like not a crisis, just like this like absence. I think that's what like a hunger, but not for food, and like grief, but nothing had died. And he said that it was like watching someone else's life through glass, so they decided to shatter it and like push past every boundary they had built up. And he took a big drag and then just starts telling me about their experiments, like other couples and drugs and parties and watching, participating, like all in. And he's telling me this like amused, like he's describing a movie he just saw. But he said they just kept escalating, how like the substances made everything feel electric, and like nights bled into mornings, and they had experiences that would make like a human resources lady spontaneously combust. But they didn't feel like any of it was out of like a desperation. Like, it was like scientists who were trying to test a hypothesis that like maybe if a conventional life felt empty, an unconventional life would feel full. But it didn't work. Like, all that, all those experiences that should have been, like, transformative, they just felt like a data point. Like, the emptiness wasn't impressed. It just sat there, unmoved. And he said his wife and him had come through it. Like, they were stronger, even. They had learned things about each other that most couples never learn, and that absence, that, like, fundamental disconnect, like, they felt close, but they didn't feel close to it. And he laughed, like, he said it was trying to, like, satisfy hunger by eating louder, and how like the volume went up but the hunger remained exactly the same. And he seemed like he wanted to ask if I felt that way, but like he didn't give me time to answer. He just like asked if maybe everyone's walking around with this absence at their center, this like numbness, and like maybe we're all trying experiments like work and family and belly and punk rock. Whatever, like, you know, like hoping something will finally make us feel present in our lives. But, you know, he just finished his smoke and then thanked me for the company and then went back inside his building, like we've been discussing the weather. I don't know, man, it was weird. But yeah, what's up with you? How's it been going on your end?
Who are you?